At this hour, many eyes are on a time capsule that is being embedded at the state capitol as we mark the anniversary of Hawaii becoming a state of the union. We commemorated the holiday on Friday, but today is the actual day that the islands were admitted into the union. We talked to state archivist Adam Jansen about what's going to be locked up in that time capsule.
We got over 100 suggestions, and they ran the gamut of some really well thought out ideas to some, frankly, that probably can't be discussed in polite public. So it was really interesting to see what people were thinking. Some individuals were really thinking toward the future and how they want to, immortalize today's society and the trials and tribulations that we're going through. And others, that have some repressed, angst and anxiety and how they chose to express that as well. And so it was a real microcosm of all the things that we're going through right now. And originally we had announced that we were going to announce the top 20 people who had submitted what we felt to be the best suggestions. And it really got to be difficult that we couldn't pick just 20. So the list actually wound up being closer to 30 because there were just so many good suggestions. And that's not to say that all of those suggestions actually made it into the time capsule itself, but based on our judging criteria, there were a lot of really strong suggestions that we felt at least needed to be recognized. The submitters at least needed to be recognized that what they had suggested were along the lines of what we were looking for.
Well, generally, when someone cracks open a time capsule, the contents reveal kind of the sign of the times.
And that's exactly what it's supposed to be. We were really trying to crystallize what is 2019 like so that, 50 or 100 years from now when they open it, we can give them a real cross-section of everything that we are experiencing right now, not just all the happy, happy joy part, but also some of the trials and tribulations, our successes and our failures that we're trying to overcome.
So is there anything in the time capsule about TMT, the 30-meter telescope?
That is going to be the one huge unknown story that we're leaving for them. And so to help represent that, there are actually two photographs in there that I have personally selected for my letter as state archivist. We have a photograph of the top of Mauna Kea that we had donated by one of the astronomers of all the telescopes. And then we also had a photograph of the kapuna at the base of the mountain so that we can present both sides of that story to the future, and along with our hopes that we as a society have been able to resolve this conflict in a way that they would be proud of us, that we've been able to address this in a way that everybody can come together as a society and find resolution.
Yeah, we don't have a crystal ball that we can gaze into to see how this works out.
And that's the interesting thing about it. Because of the time that we've chosen to put this time capsule in, as a historian, that is the one big hanging chapter of this story that we just don't have an idea of how it's going to be resolved.
So you're including it as part of your submittal?
That is correct.
Awesome. Okay. So what else is in there?
So part of it is a big mystery. We're trying to leave some of the surprise to the future. We don't want to give away all of the Christmas presents ahead of time. But what we can disclose is we've tried to replicate as much of the 1969 time capsule as we can. So we have included photographs of the House, the Senate, the governor and his cabinet, and the Supreme Court. And we were very fortunate that we were able to get everybody, all four of those groups, bring them all together at the same time to get those pictures and get those done. We were also able to solicit letters from key notable individuals from the executive branch, the judicial branch, from city, county, to include what their hopes and dreams for the future are as well, so that they can communicate across time, so so that 50 years from now, this is what their hopes and dreams are. And so, you know, part of our hope for that is that it also places them in that mindset of, you know, we are not inheriting the earth from our parents. We are borrowing it from our children, that we have this obligation that we need to leave the world a better place than what we got it as. And so by writing these letters to the future to help instill that concept of, you know, we have this obligation to the future. So what is that obligation? What do we hope to accomplish 50 years from now? So when they read that, how will they judge us by our actions over that span of time? We have received a letter from one of Hawaii's favorite sons. President Barack Obama has written a letter that will be placed in the time capsule and will be sealed up in the side of the state capitol. And so we're very honored that he agreed that this was something that he felt was very, very important. And so he did write a letter to the future. And in addition to that, he also wrote a letter to today. And so that message will be in the program that will be distributed at the capsule ceremony at the State Capitol Senate Gallery.
When you opened the capsule earlier this summer, I remember being in the room, and when you popped that lid, we smelled a very acid smell of vinegar because something didn't hold up after 50 years.
And that is correct. That was the acetate microfilm. And so that was a very powerful lesson for us. And so the archives has really taken that lesson to heart. And so we've done everything that we know how to do to ensure that what we're putting in the time capsule now will stand the test of time to the best of our abilities, so that when 50 years from now or 100 years from now or whenever the future decides it's time, when they open up the time capsule, that the items that are in there will be in as pristine condition as we can possibly make them. So we've done things like when we asked for these individuals to write letters, we gave them acid-free paper upon which to write their letters to the future. That when we had photographs printed, we had it printed on acid-free paper using 200-year tested ink, so that the color photographs, which normal photographic processes are not very color safe, this ink should be as vibrant 50 or 100 years from now as the day it was printed. And everything is being wrapped in, you know, buffered tissue, and they're being separated. We're using acid-free barriers to separate dissimilar items. We're using cotton binding to, you know, keep everything, you know, bundled together so it doesn't get intermixed and bump up against each other. So we're doing as much as we can to protect and pad and isolate and keep things in neat, organized piles and inventory, and put those inventories on top of each of the bundles. Also thinking that when it is opened, we want it to look neat and organized so that there is a really ta-da moment for the people who open it and also the media who will be there to cover it. Because the one thing that has consistently really amazed us is how ravenous the media and the public have been about the whole concept, about the old time capsule and the new time capsule. And so we expect that to continue 50, 100 years from now, when the new one's opened, that they'll be just as entranced about, well, what did they have to share with us? What was the story that they wanted to tell us?
And talk about technology. Because I just wondered, do we have anything digital in there? Is there a DVD or a CD that's going to hold up after 50 years?
Well, that's the one thing that we know. Any tech we put in there will not be readable 50 years from now. So there is a music CD. We do have a Nohoku Award winner who did autograph his album that put it in there. But knowing that that's the case, we are keeping a copy of it here in the archives so that we can forward migrate the technology so that 50 years from now, we hopefully will be able to play that album, where the CD itself most likely will be an 8-track cassette. When we open it, the people who open it will go, what is this thing? I have not seen one of those before. And so we try to avoid technology as much as possible, because while it's such an indelible part of our life today, 50 years from now, it will be so obsolete that the people who open it will have absolutely no idea what it is or how to use it.
Is there anything that you're particularly excited about that's going in there?
What I'm most excited about is the passion that people contributed to this. When we asked for photographs, not only did we get contributors, we had some very notable photographers donate entire collections of photographs to this project. And while we only selected one or two, they were so entranced about the concept of having today preserved, they donated multiple images to the public archives so that we could preserve their work in posterity for the people of Hawaii, for their benefit.
Oh, that's fantastic. So they're part of our record.
And that's absolutely it. And so we're preserving history because of their generosity, that not only are the you know, 2-3 dozen photographs in the time capsule, but we have over 100 photographs that are now in the public archives because of their generosity.
All right. That's great. Hana ho. Thank you so much, Adam. We really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
That was State Archivist Adam Jansen. We talked with him prior to the morning's capsule ceremony at the state capitol that is just wrapping up.